you do something kind of special when you had lockdown periods over the last year and a half? Well, Jane Corns from Winnan did more than most. She came up with her own cookbook. Not just the recipes, no. She wrote, photographed, self-published her very own cookbook. And it is so good. Apparently it's beaten Nigella Lawson in a global cookbook competition. The book is called Lazy Fare. Jane, good morning and congratulations.
Hey, Beck, how are you?
I love the title, Lazy Fare. That's so clever and also so appealing. What do you define as lazy fare?
Well, of course, you and all the clever people listening know that it's a kind of pun on laissez-faire, which is about relaxed style. Yeah. So gold points to you for that. So lazy fare, my background is food editing, food journalism. I've been a state editor for a food magazine. So I know food, I know chefs. But here's the thing, I'm really, really lazy. So when I wrote a cookbook, it had to be things that were delicious, but also incredibly simple. So even the lazy amongst us could achieve them, impress our friends and partners at dinner parties and stuff.
Yes.
And so that was what I did. I've been collecting sort of clever ways to do interesting food for a lot of years. And when lockdown happened and COVID and most of the work I had as a freelance food writer left the building, I thought, well, I've really not got an excuse now. I'd better write the cookbook. And I had a little bit of experience with photojournalism. I'd been doing some food photography in my days as a state editor. But I watched a few, online tutorials, I'm not ashamed to say, and sort of honed my skills, learned an online publishing software package, and basically did it myself in my garage in Wynnum. And cooked every day, had a spreadsheet schedule, cooked three dishes most days, and then invited people around to eat it, photographed it, and then had people around for lunch and dinner. So the tablecloth was on high rotation in the washing machine, and at the end of it I had a book full of about 60 recipes, all of which are incredibly simple but pretty damn sexy.
Ooh, simple, sexy and lazy. Three aspirations in life.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you, Jane. I still don't fully trust you with your illustrious food editing background, because, I mean, even Ottolenghi had a book called Simple, which I would say is absolutely not simple. When you look at an ingredients list that's, you know, runs into double figures, what sort of recipes are in Lazy Fare?
Well, I totally hear you, Beck, and I had a similar experience with Ottolenghi, who I adore. But yes, I mean, simple, come on, who? Simple for an award-winning chef, perhaps, but not for me.
Yeah, any recipe that gets you to, like, pull out of your cupboard those, you know, dried Persian apricots dipped in, I don't know, pistachio powder, I haven't got it. So what are your recipes?
Well, I'm going to tell you two recipes because they'll just blow your mind, girlfriend. The first one is a pink ice cream, which many of my foodie friends have been making since I put it in the book. And basically, you get good quality vanilla ice cream, you get some pink food colouring, you get some rose water, pistachios and chopped up prunes, and you mix it together. And you get your ice cream, you get it out of the freezer for about 10 minutes, you mix in those other ingredients till you've got this beautiful, pretty pink ice cream dotted with chopped pistachios and chopped prunes, and then you put it back in the container and you freeze it for another hour just to set it again.
Nice.
And you serve it to your friends and they think you are a very clever person.
Fancy indeed. Simple, sexy,
simple?
Lazy. Yeah, okay. I'll give that a tick. What about a main dish? What's a lazy main dish?
I've got a lot of mostly the stuff in the book is veggio, because I've got a few meat dishes, but quite a lot of kind of interesting veggie stuff. And one of my favourites, I'd possibly call this a main course, it certainly would for a dinner party, is carpaccio of beetroot, right? So you just boil your beetroot till they're tender, fresh beetroot. You slice them thinly on a mandolin. If you think that's a musical instrument, then use a sharp knife. And then you scatter it with toasted walnuts and feta and some parsley. And you drizzle some of that pomegranate molasses over the top, or balsamic vinegar, if you haven't got that. And it's a most beautiful sharing platter dish.
Okay, yeah, and it would look spectacular colour-wise.
Oh, my God,
as
it
well.
Looks amazing. And the other recipe, I've got two recipes for bread, and one of them is a no-knead bread. You just stick all the ingredients in a bowl, you let it rise slowly for 12 hours,
yes.
You then put it in an oven, steam it for 20 minutes, bake it for 40 minutes, and you get a beautiful ciabatta-like. So, you know, ciabatta has that uneven bubble. That's what kind of defines ciabatta. Mm-hmm. And that's what you end up with. But quite a high-risen thing. You need to do it in a camp oven because it needs to be steamed for the first 20 minutes. That's kind of important. But no kneading, right? I mean, come on.
No need. No
How
one wants to knead. I got to tell you, Jane Corns, you've just mentioned, because we were talking about your book earlier this morning, and my producer, Lockie, he's pretty handy at lots of things, and he has a good crack in the kitchen as well. He reckons he can't do bread. So you've just named bread that possibly he could do, and you've also mentioned the camp oven, and on Lockie's bucket list is to go to the camp oven festival in Milmerran. He keeps missing it every 2 years. I'm now going to hold him to making your bread at the Milmerran camp oven festival.
I'll send him the recipe. How about that?
Hey,
the other thing I wanted to tell you about was I've forgotten now. You better ask me a question.
Oh, no. Okay, that's all right. I'll research just in case people have just tuned in. You are listening to Jane Corns, who is the author of Lazy Fare, the laissez-faire cookbook, if you like, food for people who want food to be fabulous but simple to cook. And you've won an award, Jane, at the Gourmand World Cookbook competition. Did you beat Nigella Lawson?
Well, I think that might be pushing the point. She certainly entered, and I don't think she won. I entered, and I did win, so maybe, but what? Different category. But I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that.
I think you should take it. But the awards are going to be handed out in Paris next month.
In November.
Can you go?
No. I did actually try to get an exemption, you know. Reason for exemption. I won a cookbook award.
Rejected.
That doesn't cut it. Okay. So, no, I won't be there. But I've got a brother in London who thinks he might nip over and accept the award for me.
Super.
Yeah, so it's a bit exciting because I get to put a sticker on the front of the book. That's probably the most exciting bit of it. There's no money attached to it or anything, but I do get a sticker on the front that says winner. So that's kind of cool. I remembered the recipe I was going to tell you about. It's buttered red cabbage with gin. You know how red cabbage often has juniper berries as a flavouring?
Yeah.
You don't, but anyway. Well, if you haven't got juniper berries, you just put a couple of tablespoons of gin into the braising liquid, because gin is flavoured with juniper, right? So there you go. You just put butter and gin into the boiling water, and you've got a lovely buttery red cabbage with that hint of juniper, because the alcohol burns off, and you end up just with that nice juniper twang.
You know who'd love that recipe, Jane?
Who?
Her Majesty.
Oh, yes, the gin queen.
The gin queen. What about the fact that she's been encouraged to give up her nightly martini?
Oh, no, that's just wrong. That's unroyal, isn't it, really? That's not right, you know.
That's so great. I mean, the word un-Australian is used so prevalently, but unroyal, that's unreal. I'm going to use that.
You know, you're asking about naughty, guilty pleasures. Mine's Cocoa Pops, just letting you know.
Oh!
I just want to get me a Christmas present. Yeah.
Highly relatable, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Your cookbook's not too posh if your guilty indulgence is Cocoa Pops. Now, can I just check, the book, which Kathy at Wynnum West has just said, I can confirm the lazy fare recipes are easy. She's quoted stuffed mushrooms.
Oh, Kathy in Wynnum.
Kathy. But you can't actually buy your book in bookshops, can you?
No, you can't, because I self-published and paid for it myself. Mm-hmm. So I can't afford to pay 25% to a bookshop. So you can order it online at my website, and I'll send it to anywhere. I beg you, buy a book and I'll send it anywhere.
What's your website?
It's Juice Creative without an E on the end. So juicecreative.com/lazy-fare.
Right.
But if you go to juicecreative.com without the E after the V, you'll find the book.
All right, do a search online. Lazy Fare, Jane Corns, which ironically does have an E, but Juice Creative, no E on the end of creative. Juice as in orange juice, the kind of juice you might have with your gin. Jane, so lovely to meet you, and congratulations, and I hope that your brother can pop over to Paris and pick up the award on your behalf.
Thank you, Beck. It was so lovely to talk to you.